Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, just got to put the Sixers thing out there. I know we're heavy on the Eagles as
we
should
be.
Yeah, we do. We actually do. So last night was a disgrace of epic proportions. You know, Rhea's obviously in the update saying who didn't play.
Everybody.
Yeah, exactly. Who did play? I mean, it's a who's who of nobodies. Nobodies. I don't know this guy. I don't know that guy. I don't know that guy. This guy's playing 28 minutes. This guy's playing 35 minutes. This guy's playing 40. Like, I don't know who they are. This was an all-time low for the 76ers and really one of the biggest disgraces in NBA history. I really think we actually have to start – and I want to be very clear. I'm not blasting just the players, okay? I'm blasting the Sixers organization and the NBA. I'm putting four on notice here. Sixers players, well, five. Sixers players, NBA players, Sixers organization, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver. Got all five in my sights. And we got to stop calling NBA players players. They don't play. Like we say, this guy's a baseball player, he's a football player, he's a basketball player. You have to play. You have to play to be a player.
It's incredible.
They don't play.
They not want to play.
Like, they don't play.
It's what about the it's so far from what it's supposed to be,
you know, it's a
going
disgrace.
Out there and competing and, you know, just getting after it,
entertaining the fans and rewarding them for giving $80, $120 for a ticket. Imagine being a family of four that goes to that game. Probably, Ray, what do you spend family of four? $400 to $600?
With tickets and with parking and with eating.
Yeah, at least.
It's really at least $400 to $600?
It's at the very least bottom 200, but I think around 300.
Yeah, I think that's probably more right. Two to three at the bottom for a family of four.
Edwards had 35 minutes. Jeff Doughton.
I've never heard of those guys.
29 minutes.
There's no reason to.
In my life, I've never heard of.
And by the way, Nance had 18.
Yeah, and the game followed Adam suit Bono. With, you know, the other 17. Team's up by a bunch of points in the first quarter. Then the other team goes in cruise control, and the Sixers just do what they do for three quarters. And look, the next three, like, they tried their hardest, but they stink.
I am very, and I've never been in this boat. I'm very close to just tank. Just throw a towel in on the season at this point because it's...
Why, the team?
We have a guy named Reggie Jackson.
Right, and it really seems like...
I actually know Reggie Jackson. That's a guy I know.
That's cool.
Reggie Jackson used to be good, at least.
So, Devin, I mean, then you'd have to sit Embiid and Paul George and Maxey the whole season.
Sitting anyway.
No, I know, but I'm not there. But let me put it... Here's where I'm at right now. The lowest point I've ever been at as a Sixers fan, and that includes the process years. So... It's all a way to say, let's get to a Twitter poll question of the day today. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive, ArminChevy.com. Poll question, is your disgust with the Sixers at an all-time high? Is your personal disgust with the 76ers at an all-time high? yes or no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, let's get to obviously what's going on with the Eagles. I mean, they should win. I guess we shouldn't totally take it for granted, but I got to be honest with you. I kind of am. Like, it's how I feel. I'm just being honest. It's how I feel. You can weigh in. It's at 215-592-9494. Also, your chance to win the Metallica tickets. Give us an iconic photograph, and we'll do AMA coming up in about 5 minutes. Let's go to Dan right now. Dan, good morning.
Embiid is ass.
You love saying that, man.
Joe, how dare you question Joel Embiid's heart? After all he's done for this city, I mean, it's unbelievable. See how much money he spends on a daily basis when he's not at the games to keep this economy going in Philadelphia? It's trash. They're not players. They're substitutes at this point. That's what they are. They play... Is it even once a week at this point?
It's astounding, man. And here's the thing about last night. Like, Embiid actually has this foot thing. But why is Paul George, shortly before tip-off, and I'll tell you, I'm going to ask the question, I'm going to answer it. Why is he held out last night? Because they know they're going to lose anyway.
And yeah, because they're playing Oklahoma City. They're playing Oklahoma City. They're like, oh, we're playing. These guys are going to beat us no matter what. And let's just sit everybody.
Right, and then they play tonight. But I mean, Dan,
it was the all-time Doc Rivers scheduled loss. Like the all-time.
But the problem is, there's like 25 of them this year. And Dan, like they, I'm telling you, man, I've seen enough sports and I've seen enough life. They are going to lose fans. The NBA and the Sixers
already are.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate the Sixers, and it's hard for me to say that about it. Sports team, but this team, like with Joel and the tanking, I've hated the Sixers for years.
They spit in the face of their customers.
No, 89% of their...
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Payroll was on the bench last night.
Yeah.
89. And they've already been removed from a TNT game. They're starting to do that. The February 4th game.
Good for TNT.
Yeah. I mean, we're not putting this on national.
It's trash. As for the Eagles, listen, I am a little concerned about Sunday. I think the Rams are peaking. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the same team we played. It's not the same team that started out, one
Well, that does
the
happen.
Season.
The Mets peaked. I mean, the Mets.
Yeah, the Rams, they gave up the last game not playing their starters, but they had won five straight prior to that.
Okay, so they've six straight that they've tried to win. That's impressive. So
I'm not super, I'm confident, but I'm not. This isn't like a rollover game by any means. I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be a rout. I don't think. Okay. I mean, we should win, but I don't think it's going to be comfortable.
Dan, give me an iconic photograph.
The Rams beat the Bills, which was impressive, on December 8th. If you remember, it was like a 44-point
42,
win.
Something like that.
Wow. Just a shootout. But that playing the rest of that division this year that was incredibly down, it doesn't feel as big an accomplishment as it has in previous years.
I agree with that.
The NFC West...
Hey, John.
Was not in a great spot this year.
I'm glad you just talked. You were talking about Joe's voice cracking. Listen, man, your voice improved too. Remember you used to like choke all the time when you would talk?
Oh yeah, remember that? You would always like get
clogged up. You'd just start crying.
Clogged up.
It's completely gone. So I don't know what you've been doing, drinking hot tea or whatever at night, but yeah, keep it up, man.
That's good.
A good point. I feel like it used to happen a lot. It never happens anymore.
All the time.
All right, really? Dan, give me an iconic photograph.
Listen, most of the photographs that are going to be said today are staged a second time, but when Lee Harvey Oswald got shot.
Yeah, that's a wild one. Yep, Harvey Oswald getting shot, man. That is... Has anyone ever called him Harvey Oswald before?
No, I think you're the first.
Well, I don't know where that just came from. Lee Harvey
Harv.
Oswald.
I mean, people called him Harv, I think.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So, John, let me ask you a question.
Incredible photo.
It is.
Jeez.
You're seeing his face.
You're seeing him as he's getting shot. Like pain. Anyway.
I know.
Also probably the shock.
John, you're a smart guy. You went to Stanford. Why did Jack Ruby shoot Lee Harvey Oswald?
Why?
Yeah, why?
The mob?
I'm just asking.
Because of the mob. Look, Jack Ruby ran establishments for the mob, all that stuff.
So, James, do you think the mob killed Kennedy?
I'm not. So I think it was a multiple things going on, whether the mob, the CIA. I definitely don't think Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone.
He didn't wake up that morning and go,
that I definitely feel very confident about. But past that, I think a lot of theories could be.
It's so unbelievable that
they killed him to keep him quiet.
Well, yeah, that's no doubt.
And what he was doing with what he wanted to do with the government. Oh, there's a lot of theories with that.
Unbelievable. It's amazing that they were just walking Lee Harvey Oswald through a bunch of people, reporters.
Well, that's the crime.
It's nuts.
The guy killed the president. It's nuts. And he barely, there's two security guards. It's what is happening?
I'll never understand.